Starting to get a few more guys healthy and able to join us today, which was good to see. Good competition across the board, and I thought we got a lot of real productive work here. Putting them in different situations, as you saw at the end, you know, 4 minute to 2 minute. You know, those situations that you come in, so much a part of our league, and being able to, you know, play well in those situations at the end. So we'll get a lot of work here in this camp and then into our training camp as well. Anyway, questions?
How is Mario looking to you right now?
Looks like he's been working hard. Yeah, we know that. Yeah, he's been working hard with Joe and doing the things he can do, and he's able to join us today. It's good to have him back.
Yeah. Like Connor Cook and Luke Lloyd kind of rotated there with the twos. Anything to read into that?
No, nothing really, other than we're working our guys. You know, there's a lot of different combinations this time of year, and making sure we give guys exposure. So, no, I wouldn't read too much into any particular position, moving around, getting time. Obviously, all the quarterbacks need to work and be in different situations. So that'll be part of how we go through the rest of the mini camp and all through training camp.
Get some good practice in yesterday, getting venting some officials.
I was there supporting the Warriors. And, yeah, great crowd last night. Really a good ball game. Just didn't finish the way, you know, the Warriors wanted it to. But the crowd was tremendous. And, I know we'll bounce back and find a way, you know, get in game six, hopefully. And, definitely there supporting. That's all I was doing. It was a lot of passionate support from the guys. That's all it was.
What are you hoping to see in mini camps different than the OTAs? What's the transition?
We've been working now a while on some of the fundamentals that, you know, we're looking for. So you want to see some of that, some of the growth in terms of system, understanding, you know, the guys playing fast. I think when you look at our team right now, what I'm liking is how fast we're playing. You know, I feel like we've added team speed, but we're playing fast. We're playing with more confidence, and that's critical. So something we're looking to develop, you know, to play faster and faster. Play smart, under control, be tough, but that speed is really showing up.
What are your first impressions of Kowser?
Kowser is a guy, you know, he's productive in college. Jethro really, you know, had a high grade of him, high evaluation of him coming out, and he's just come in here and worked really hard. You know, he's been impressive in the fact that he's a good learner. He understands, you know, what we're asking of him to, you know, what we want him to do, what we want him to be able to do, whether it's special teams or defense, his role, and he's very conscientious. So, yeah, he's done a nice job so far, impressing us with the way he's attacked his work.
Yeah, if you don't mind, just even without Pat, just looks so big and physical.
Yeah.
Imposing. So, you know, how does that set the tone for not just the offense but the entire team? Have a physical line like that.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's a big physical group. We want to make sure that this time of year is hard with the shorts, you know. We want to be controlled and take care of each other. But when we start putting the pads on, we'll be able to really build, you know, what we're looking for in that group, and, you know, really feel like we should be able to surge with that group of men up front, and they kind of lead the way, you know, create some running room, create a nice pocket for Derek. Those are things that we're looking to do, and it all starts with our guys up front, and I feel like we have a good group.
It really seems like Derek and Amari are already in really good sync. There were some times you could see that they're making adjustments that then translate. How important is that chemistry and for guys that are young growing together?
Yeah, it's awesome to see. It's a big part of what we want to be about is developing our players, and you're exactly right. You know, them having, you know, now second year together, Derek's third year and Amari's second. Derek's third, Amari's second year, but they're second year together.
Right.
And I think you see a comfort, an understanding of where each other is going to be and what they can count on from each other. So, yeah, we want to continue to develop that and push hard for that. And you saw some nice examples today where they were connecting and it looked really good.
See some battles, obviously, with Amari going up time. How much is that going to help Amari just getting to go up against an experienced veteran, a good corner like Sean?
Yeah, no, it'll be great for us. Great competition. You know, we've got that throughout, not only within the group, but again, across the board from guys you're competing against in practice every day. So I think it's awesome. You know, Sean's a really good addition for our secondary. Those guys are playing confident. They're communicating well. And obviously, Amari's going to be a tough challenge for any DB.
Concern might be a strong word at this point with the safety situation, but how would you describe sort of, you know, the Nelson and Joseph kind of not there yet?
Well, they're doing what they can. Everybody's doing what they can right now. They're all working really hard in the classroom. You know, where we have walkthroughs and things, we're doing what we can. And those guys that are mending are doing just that, and they're working hard to get back. And the guys that are out here, we're going to do what we can with them, you know. And so it's one of those situations where we know we have really fortified the back end, even though we haven't been able to work them at full speed together just yet. So it'll be critical that we, you know, enter camp in shape and ready to roll, and that we've taken full advantage of this time where they're together in the classroom, they're talking ball, they're making their checks, they're communicating, and then, you know, training camp will be critical.
Mario really emerged last year as the year went on. What's next step for him?
Mario?
Yeah.
Sky's the limit. You know, he's a really talented player. He's got a lot of passion. And, you know, he's super athletic. You know, for such a big man, big, powerful guy, he's very athletic. So, yeah, the sky's the limit. You know, so I know he's excited to be back.